Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we will be speaking with former U.S. Ambassador to Estonia and furniture industry veteran Mr. Dave Phillips on his new biography, Come On, America, and I like that title. And Mr. Phillips, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, sir. Proud to be here.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Really looking forward to hearing from you today and our honor to have you with us. So why did you decide to allow Mary, a journalist, to chronicle your story in book form, and was that a scary proposition for you?
It was scary. I didn't know what I could get myself into. Mary has been writing a full-page Sunday column. It's not social. It's a civic thing, and where she's been doing it for 10 years. And I felt comfortable with her doing this.
And that's a huge bonus, feeling comfortable about that. Now, Come On America isn't overtly political. Instead, your message is one of unity. How have you used your bipartisan platform through the years to promote unity and uphold democracy?
Well, I've always felt that it's the person. And I've worked for a Democratic governor of North Carolina. I was Secretary of Commerce for the governor. And and I worked for a Republican president, George Bush, as ambassador to Estonia. So I think people realize that it's the person, it's the situation I'm willing to get involved in. And I'm very, very fortunate to have gotten involved, because I think we Americans need to get involved, whether it's your city or your state or your nation.
And you are totally correct in that, and a lot of people know that they need to and hesitate or are lazy about it, so I'm glad you've kind of pushed us to rethinking that and taking that seriously. Now, based on the format of the book, it feels like the reader is really a fly on the wall, eavesdropping on your conversations with writer Mary Bogest. And I'm sure there were stories you had to cut. Were there any interesting or amusing anecdotes that you didn't include that you could share here today?
That's a great question. I can't remember. I felt unease talking about the president of the United States or the president of Estonia and meeting these people, and told some interesting stories on them, because they're just human beings, and I admire them and respect them. And that so I kind of walked through my life, and she did ask a lot of questions that, quite frankly, I couldn't answer. She's heard all the stories and rumors here in North Carolina, and she was she was trying to put it all together. And I frankly think she did a great job. I mean, I was amazed, because this is her first book, but she's highly regarded for getting things fair and balanced, which she does a full page every Sunday in our local newspaper.
And once again, sounds like the perfect person to be doing this for you. Awesome stuff. Today we are joined by former U.S. Ambassador to Estonia and furniture industry veteran Mr. Dave Phillips on his new biography, Come On America, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Phillips, as you recount your life story, you incorporate a lot of advice for fellow entrepreneurs and also life lessons of all sorts. What's one piece of advice or lesson learned that remains important to you today?
People. Meet people. Talk to people. Even people that you don't get along. Just get to know them. And it's amazing that how they come back around through life. And so I was born and raised in this small town of High Point, North Carolina. But I've been able to travel America and travel the world. And it's people, no matter where you are. So that's I love people. I love to ask about themselves, and just like you are. I just think it's fascinating.
It certainly is, and a great point as well. Now, your story resonates with people because it's an underdog story. What was your key to overcoming adversity?
I think I was born with the deformity, and I think it's something that I kind of grew up with, and I knew from day one that I had this. And even though through the years, going to local school and high school, I mean, I had curious people and different confrontations but it's just part of life, trying to live with it and use it. And finally, my parents said, let's amputate when I was 14. But it gave me a long time of a 6-inch built-up shoe, and my leg was born with 3 toes, and it was turned to the left. So, I mean, I grew up with it. I've often thought about these wounded warriors you hear about all the time that coming back from the Middle East or anywhere else, that they wake up on a battlefield and have lost a limb. And I had years to get accustomed to it. There's a big difference.
Well, just the way you shared that and your adversity during a lifetime, just the way you said that certainly tells a lot about you and the person that you are, thinking about others and what they went through. So appreciate that very much. Now, as you reflected on your life and work, did you gain any new insights? Was there anything that surprised you along the way?
Great question. I guess what surprised me is when I travel the world, and I've been to every continent and countries, and I wanted to see it, participate since I was young, and now we've taken our family to a lot of these places. People are people around the world, and that's one thing that I've taught our children. And subsequently, they have gone different places in the world, gone to school in different places in the world, and have the confidence that, you know, that they were all people. I think that's very important.
Sometimes we lose focus in all the chaos of this world, but that is so true. People are people, no matter where they are, no matter what continent, no matter what race, no matter what country or culture. So really appreciate you bringing that up and making that point. Now, you've been a longtime champion of your home state of North Carolina. How have your efforts, both in business and community service, elevated North Carolina, and particularly the small town of High Point, which I think is an awesome town in your state?
Well, High Point is known as the furniture capital of the world. It's on our license plate. And for 100 years, there has been a town surrounded by furniture, including furniture. But what has evolved over the decades is the furniture market. There's, believe it or not, 11 million square feet in downtown High Point. That's the equivalent of 5 Empire State Buildings. They're not quite as pretty. They're big and boxy. But 80,000 people come here from around the world each spring and each fall to sell their furniture in their showrooms, or buyers come in to buy the furniture. And then all the different suppliers in between of the stuff that goes into all kinds of furniture. So it's become a real international place where over the years, different countries and different areas of the world have entered the furniture business. And High Point is the place in the world that you have to come to sell it or to buy it.
Well, I certainly can vouch on High Point. I've been there. It's been some years ago, but they are the furniture capital of the world, with many options and opportunities there. And I do recall that very vividly. So I really appreciate your visit with us here today. It has been an honor. And certainly appreciate your service over the years as well. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get more information on you and your book. Where's the best place online to get further details?
Well, on comeonamericabook.com. And it's Barnes & Noble has carried it. And I think, from what I gather, it's been available nationwide. So, but it's easy to receive. It's a base that the people around America has already read it and we've heard about. So it's not just a local thing, which is terrific, which is Mary so proud to have it throughout America.
Well, it certainly sounds like a must read. And again, folks, the website of reference is comeonamericabook.com. Mr. Phillips, all the best, and thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
It's my honor, and come on back to High Point. Give me a call.
And that sounds like a terrific idea. I like the sounds of that. We've been speaking with former U.S. Ambassador to Estonia and furniture industry veteran Dave Phillips on his new biography, Come On America. And for further details, visit comeonamericabook.com. EPN.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.